Friday, October 31, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. AngloGold Ashanti CEO Mark Kutufani said that gold production was in crisis. He said a gold price of $900 to $1,000 an ounce was needed to arrest the downward trend. Kutufani said that the world had seen a decline in the production of gold across the globe in the past 7 years. He said that the industry could experience another decline of production at up to 5% a year for the next 5 years. There had been a 20 to 30% production decline in South Africa in the last 5 years, and grades are continuing to diminish in open-cast mines around the world. He said that lack of production would result in gold's fundamentals improving.
The last 7 years, we've seen a continuing decline in production of gold across the globe. And I think with the industry where it is, that it's possible that we could see another 5 years of decline in the order of 2, 3, up to 5% a year. So from my point of view, that's quite dramatic.
Diamond giant De Beers has announced the successful conversion of 7 of its old order mining rights to new order mining rights. This is under the provisions of the Minerals and Petroleum Resources Development Act. The licenses converted were for the Finch Mine, Biffles Inland, Dikgat, Brantsebaai and Kwinnongnaas. A new right application was also granted for the Vidun area, which formed part of the Namaqualand mines in the Northern Cape. Conversions for the Venetia mine in the Limpopo province had also now been executed. De Beers Consolidated Mines MD David Noko said the company was pleased that it had received the 8 rights. He said the company was encouraged by the assistance it had received from the Department of Minerals and Energy. Also making headlines, thousands of people protest as Peru cuts its mining royalties. Vancouver-based gold miner Great Basin Gold wins a mining right for its Burnstone mine in South Africa. U.S. iron ore company Cliffs Natural Resources expects the recession to last at least a year. And platinum producer Lonmin reports a 15.8% decline in full-year output. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.